One day at a time. I first admitted that I was an alcoholic about 17 years ago. I attended AA meetings in Leith and quickly decided that the program of recovery offered there was not for me. I could not accept the idea that I was powerless over alcohol, telling myself instead that by exerting my own self-will and practicing abstinence, I could master my condition. The concept of surrendering was completely unacceptable to me, and I could not entertain the idea of a relationship with any sort of higher power, least of all a divine creative power. For the next 17 years, I spent long periods of time sober, but would always find an excuse to drink during the times of personal difficulty. These episodes became worse and worse over time, resulting in all sorts of horrible situations and a great deal of trouble. Just before Christmas, I was told something which hurt me, and I used it as an excuse to go on another spree, during which I behaved worse than I ever have before, and emotionally went into a very scary place, filled with rage and the desire to harm others. During the following few days, I became so racked by remorse, rage, resentment, jealousy, and self-loathing that I lost all perspective and decided that I'd rather be dead. I attempted suicide by overdose on Hugmere evening, having decided that I didn't want to see another year. I was admitted to hospital on New Year's Day and finally came to understand that I was indeed powerless over alcohol. Furthermore, during this period, I found myself praying for the first time since childhood, and I began to feel that what I call the light of divine inside myself. I hadn't felt this since childhood, and it was a profoundly powerful experience. I realised that he would be able to help me if I wanted his help. Mind blown for an arrogant agnostic, but in a really good way. By now I understood that I would need all the help I could get, as I was in fact completely powerless over alcohol, and left to my own devices was going to end up dead from it. I attended the first AA meeting that I could during my stay in hospital, and this time I found it a completely different experience. The 12 steps now looked like a most appealing thing I'd ever seen, and I now knew that I could use them as a path to wellness. I was and still remain painfully aware of what a phony I had become, and want more than anything to become a genuine, meaningful human being. One of the AA members at the first meeting gave me a timetable of all available meetings in my area, and I was easily convinced that I should go to as many meetings as I could for the next few months. I resolved to do exactly that, and have done so. Since coming back to AA, I have finally accepted that I am an alcoholic, after years of admitting but not accepting the fact. It has been one of the most profound experiences I've ever had. To accept that I am suffering from an illness over which I have no power, and to have come to understand that there is a God up there who wants me in this world and is willing to help me, to help myself, has been a great wonder to me. It has also given me massive relief. During my last involvement in AA, I was like a slate shedding water of knowledge as fast as it came. But now I feel like a dry sponge, ready and capable of absorbing that same knowledge. I feel like I am teachable for the first time in my life. I have come to accept that I am an alcoholic, and with that acceptance has come an understanding that I am suffering from a lifelong, progressive illness, which in my case would result in death. This illness is threefold, and because of this requires a unique approach of recovery. Alcoholism is an obsession of the mind, an allergy of the body, and a sickness of the soul. The spiritual aspect, which I found so hard to accept before, is perhaps the most important, in my view, the root of it all. By attending as many meetings as I can, I have gained a huge amount of identification from other members of the fellowship, and have become more and more convinced that I had a textbook who will be able to gain wellness and sanity if I sincerely follow the 12 steps to recovery. I am benefiting from the experience, strength and hope of other AA members, and have experienced the power of prayer in my life again, as well as seeing firsthand the power of example set by other recovering alcoholics. It is a wonderful meaning and profound. By reading the big book, I am learning about my illness and accepting more and more that I am a typical alcoholic whose malady began with dishonesty, leading to harboured resentment, fear, self-loathing, and ultimately an attempt at escape through alcohol. I now understand that I can gain a daily reprieve from this horrible illness by practicing the suggestions made in the 12 steps, one day at a time. Andy, Tullibody, Friday.